Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I call him the most interesting person in Chicago. Many others know as an entrepreneur, a venture capitalist. Are you laughing at that, Howard?
Yes.
Howard Tallman's with us. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. It's a crazy few days here with everything that's going on, but I'm enjoying it.
So, Karen Conti is going to join us. Attorney Karen Conti is going to join us and update us on the Trump trial a little later on. And one of the things that she sent me was that there was testimony today that Trump fathered a child with a housekeeper at Trump Tower. The minute I said that, the text messages started flying in. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, no.
Right.
That was not. I mean, I don't know what the testimony is about, how it plays into this trial, but nonetheless, we'll find out more.
Yeah, it's the testimony of the doorman who had this story about that, and it was suppressed by Pecker. And who knows? I mean, the interesting thing is the truth of these stories. I mean, the guy basically got on the stand and said that for the entire time he was running the National Enquirer, I mean, they just made stuff up. But it's so astonishing. They made stuff up about all of Trump's opponents over the years. And some of the stuff they did, made up about Ted Cruz is just so despicable. And yet,
yes.
You know.
And yet he's still a supporter of Donald Trump.
Well, so is Lindsey Graham. So are all these guys. I mean, you get to the point where you really do respect Kinzinger and some of these guys who said, I just can't take it anymore. I mean, there's no way in the world that I could support this guy, politics aside. And I mean, everybody else has caved. I mean, this is what has enabled the guy to get to the point we're at. I mean, they could have ended this if they would have simply impeached him and let him go off on his way, but keep him from running. And we wouldn't be in this situation. So
Howard shares a lot of those ideas via email pretty often, if you are a recipient of his emails. In fact, his article today on Inc.com is, open your mind, there are plenty of good ideas you can steal. But you start with talking about how some friends, relatives, business associates know you're a shameless sharer of news, opinions, and information. Tell everyone about that.
Well, first of all, let me say, I mean, I am. And the reason I am is that I just can't believe that there are business people or frankly anybody that says, sort of cover your eyes and close your ears and close your mouth and don't listen to any of this stuff. And believe me, I know that we're all being subjected to this just unbelievable flood of information. But it scares me to death because, I mean, as we're going into the world's most critical election period, the thought that so many people will become so fed up with the sheer volume of all the information that they won't listen to anything is really scary. I mean, we had a election here. I think the number was, 37% of the people, elected this moron that we have for our mayor. But, if you don't step up and educate yourself, I don't understand how you can be, feel that you're going to be able to make any kind of intelligent decisions in anything you do. So my feeling is, look, everybody's got a delete key on their email. If you don't want to read it, feel free to not read it. But I feel like it's really an education thing. It's like I'm putting this out there because I don't think that anybody can read. I read on average, 10 or 11 publications a day and then probably 200 emails from various online, authors and columns and articles and things like that. And I feel like I'm editing that down to stuff that I think is important. And if you don't, want to take the time to read it, that's perfectly fine. I mean,
I have a Howard file.
Really,
and when I have a good hour or two, I'm like, okay, I'm going to open up my Howard file and catch up for the past couple days.
Well, I appreciate that because I think it's incumbent upon us to know what's going on. And it's, It's true with respect to the city. It's true with respect to the national situation. It's, you know, it's true with respect to just what's going on in so many different ways. I mean, I think the next 6 months, I mean, I'm going to out to California to give a talk in Silicon Valley. And, you know, it's investment advice. And, you know, my position is the next 6 months is going to be so crazy and chaotic that I think that people are going to become very conservative in terms of their investments and just want to sort of hunker down because we don't know what's going to happen, you know, day in and day out.
You know, I'm married to the dancing farmer, and he believes that the economics of farming precedes what happens to the rest of the economy, and he has not been cheerful lately.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that if I were anybody over a certain age, and I would call it 50, I would make sure, I wouldn't pretend that I knew the first thing about the economy or the stock market, but when bonds and, you know, 100% safe CDs and things are yielding over 5%, I mean, I think if you're prudent, you put a significant portion of your future in that kind of safe investment, and you wait these crazy times out. And I think that, you know, that's clearly when I go to a conference and I'm supposed to talk to investors, they don't like
they don't want to hear that.
Say that, you know, they want to hear like what's the secret hot new stock. And I'm like, look, even if I knew that, the chances are one in a million that becomes a gigantic win. You know, if you insist on investing in securities, you know, buy Amazon, you know, buy these other stocks that are the platforms now for everything else that's going on out there. And that's really the world we live in.
Howard, when it comes back to your article, how important is it for you to, you said you read, you know, a multitude of publications and you follow different media people and you read a ton of books. How important is it for everyone to choose who they follow, or should you be open to everything that comes into your inbox?
Well, I don't think anybody has the time to be open to everything that comes into your inbox. So I do think that everybody should filter. And the trick is to at least expose yourself to the people that are trying to be, you know, middle of the road, trying to be sort of objective. And honestly, you know, it's funny because News Nation, I mean, that whole formulation was intended to be right down the middle. It was intended to try and not be partisan on either direction. And honestly, we could use a few more sources like that. Although, you know, you've probably read some of this stuff around NPR, you know, and I think everybody has to decide where they're going to get their information. And then I think you have some obligation to expose yourself to some of the views on the other side. Although I think one of the problems we have is to call the other side in some of these conversations, you know, objective or factual is insane. It's like, you know, it's like believing in space lasers and, you know, creatures from Mars. So, you know,
we know where those quotes come from.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I mean, I think everybody on both sides now, or on all three sides, is sick of her. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Well, thank you for joining us, Howard. I encourage everyone to read your article. And, of course, you can always follow him online. If you think he's opinionated here, you'll get the real Howard Tolman online.
Thanks, Lisa.
Howard Tolman on 720 WGN. Lauren has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.